Millionaires in New York City may soon pay the highest taxes in the country.
This comes after state lawmakers passed a new budget designed to help speed up the recovery from the pandemic. Governor Cuomo is open to raising taxes on top earners, but it could drive the wealthy out of New York, critics say. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin in Manhattan with the story.
Right, Rob and Nicole, that is certainly the fear. A $212 billion budget, nearly a week late, but it's done. It's also very expensive for New York's wealthy, and other states are watching. California, Minnesota, Washington could be next. It's either a work of fiscal genius or the worst budget in history.
This budget is a bad budget for New Yorkers.
Depending on who you ask.
This is the best state budget we've ever seen for New York City and for the whole state of New York.
Is it a bad budget for small business?
Absolutely the best ever.
For New York's ultra-rich, the times are changing. A News Nation analysis of the data finds the new state budget would have the city's top earners paying between 13.5% and nearly 15% in city and state taxes, more than California's 13.3%, the nation's highest now.
This is a different time in history, my friends. We haven't been here before.
That's the truth, and a big part of the reason has been Andrew Cuomo himself. New York's governor has fought this for years, arguing that raising taxes, especially on the wealthy, would drive business out of state. But now, weakened by multiple investigations and allegations of improper conduct from as many as 10 women, the governor's hands are tied.
This would not have happened had we not taken the Senate majority a couple years back.
We are asking those who have a little more to do a little more so that we're not looking at the same inequities year after year.
Republicans, the minority in both the New York Senate and Assembly, shut out of negotiations, left to stand by and watch.
A governor engulfed in scandal and a legislature trying to take advantage of that.
And Republicans here say get ready for a different kind of second wave, a mass exodus of wealthy New Yorkers out of state to places like Florida and Texas. Live in Manhattan, Tom Negevin, News Nation.